Wow, what a weekend of things going on in sports. I mean, my goodness. Certainly, we can talk about our Tigers. It was a tough weekend in New York. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
I got swept.
You know, winning one game would have been nice, and yesterday would have been the game, but wasn't meant to be, I suppose.
No. Yankees are a very, very good baseball team.
Yeah, in fact, you know, what I just read, they have the best record at this point of the season since the 2001 Seattle Mariners.
Remember, that was
a team like won 115 games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Yankees are on a roll.
Yeah.
Can't deny that.
Although yesterday, I will say, I don't think the Yankees won that one. I think the Tigers gave that one away.
Yeah. Which is, you know, some defensive lapses, which actually the Tigers have been doing decently on defense this year.
Yeah, yeah, they've been doing a bit. But then they also have these lapses, though, where it's just kind of like, what are you guys doing?
What was that?
I mean, there was a play yesterday where Javi Baez, I think, self-destructed. There was a ground ball to him, and it's like he didn't know what to do, and they didn't get an out. It at least should have been one out, and that was a problem. So
a guy who's been making some spectacular plays,
yes,
makes a play like that.
Not so much at the plate. Although yesterday, go figure, he makes a defensive miscue on a day that he actually hits the ball and gets two RBIs.
He doesn't have COVID fog, does he?
I hope not.
And of course, the hitting star once again was Miguel Cabrera. Reaching base four times with three hits.
Yep.
A walk, an RBI, run scored.
Yeah. Yeah, and he did a good in the eighth inning too. I mean, that was he had a nice hit up the middle that tied the game up, and he is still doing it, and that's maybe a little bit of an indictment of where the Tigers are, because when you're 39-year-old, Miguel Cabrera is still your best hitter, and nobody else seems to really be stepping up. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm. He needs to lead the way. He's trying.
Maybe when he's done on his actual playing days, he ought to become a batting coach.
That's what I think, Dave. I'm with you 100%. I still don't understand how the Tigers batting coach still has a job, but he does.
Maybe Miguel can be a player coach.
Maybe.
I mean, these are player managers.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Any word, by the way, on Jamer Candelario yet?
I'm just hearing this. Maybe later today they'll hear.
He dove for a ball, jammed his shoulder, and was removed from the game. So,
yeah, all right.
We'll that's no fun.
No.
Should mention the Loons. Split a series with Fort Wayne over the last 6 days, but over the weekend had a triple play.
Yeah.
On Saturday, I believe. It was still lost the game, but still triple play is fun. And yesterday, kind of a no-hitter. It was only five innings that they played because of rain, but, hey, when your pitcher doesn't allow a hit, that's pretty good stuff.
That is, yeah.
That's pretty good stuff. In Detroit?
I was going to say, because can we stick with baseball?
Please do. Yeah,
I didn't have time to throw it in my sports, but tough loss yesterday for Central Michigan.
Oh, yes,
Lost in the NCAA tournament to Florida, right?
Yeah. Florida, Dave.
And they loaded up the bases. It was a one-run game, loaded up the bases with two outs, and they popped it up, and that's how that game ended. But still, I think they ended up winning 45 games this year.
It was a great showing for Central. That's a good point.
That was a good game. I actually watched that.
I saw parts of it. Yeah. I was able to see parts.
That's a good point. And though Michigan got smoked.
Yeah.
They were in the winner's bracket, so they get to play again today.
Yes.
So the final there was like 20-1.
That's right, yeah.
Oh.
I would say, if you're going to lose big.
Lose big.
While the Florida men were winning in baseball, the Florida women were getting shut out in softball.
Oh, really?
Yeah. we should mention, because softball is going on the same time.
That's right, yep.
I was going to mention that for a final time on Belle Isle, IndyCar racing yesterday, the race moves back to the streets of downtown Detroit.
About time.
Which is interesting. A lot of people want it there.
Yeah.
Some liked it because in Belle Isle it didn't disrupt downtown Detroit as much, but some said on Belle Isle it disrupted Belle Isle too much.
Yeah, right. And I grew up, I used to go down when I was a kid.
Did you?
Downtown for those Grand Prix races, and that was cool, and how the those Indy cars is echoing throughout downtown Detroit. That was always cool.
I went once, and I agree.
Yeah.
You know, because you only could see a very portion of the track, but you could hear it.
Uh-huh.
It was cool, especially when they got close to you. It's like, whoa, what's going on?
Right, yep. Yeah, so I'm kind of happy that that's going back downtown.
Next year, it returns.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I know you paid attention to the French Open.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Disappointing, I know, from Coco Gauff's loss.
Yeah, disappointing. But still, for an 18-year-old to get there.
To the finals.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
But for the men, Rafael Nadal.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, at 36 years old,
getting injections in his foot and to numb his foot, and he's still out there beating up these 24-year-olds.
And doesn't just win; he wins in straight sets.
Yeah,
wasn't the last one a 6-love?
Yeah, 6-love. Wasn't even close. So he's It's an amazing time for tennis, the still that you have. I mean, Roger Federer, I think, is obviously with his injuries. He's 40. By the time he gets back on the court, he'll be 41. But still, for this time period, for like the last 10 to 15 years, they've had three guys just dominate the sport. You'll never see that again.
No.
Ever in sport.
Especially when you look at the major championships, and their names are just...
And you know what? Let me throw this out there, too. There's also someone named Serena Williams. So you had four people basically dominating their sport in the sport of tennis in about a 10 to 15 year period. It's amazing.
And she's not done.
No.
She didn't play the French, but she says she's going to come back still.
So she could do it. I mean, I'd say she's still better than 85% of the players out there right now, so why not?
And frankly, aside from her, well, Coco Gauff.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
A couple of other Americans.
There's some good young Americans, and I think Coco is going to be the face of American women's tennis for years to come, no doubt.
Which is nice, because for a while, American men and women dominated tennis, and,
yep.
Well, the men.
Not so much with men's tennis.
Let's talk
anymore.
More about the women.
That's right. That's right. So, but no, that was a big weekend of sports, and that was pretty cool. So,
yeah.
I have to admit, I missed the. I didn't get to see one shot of the U.S. Women's Open. I missed that. I always like to try and check in with that
when I can. Right, because that was a major for the women.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so that was a big one. And I think, what was it, the winner at Minji Lee, I think $1.8 million. That's the largest payout,
first ever, yep.
Yeah, so good for them. Good.
We're kind of excited about that for the talent that the women display in golf. They deserve.
Absolutely.
So lots of stuff happening, I'm sure, beyond sports, but a lot of people pay attention to the world of athletics as we do.